Hello, and welcome to Frank Talk with Frank Speaking. I hope this will be the first in a series of Frank discussions with local geniuses. I thought it would be fitting to start this series off with Persiflage's own genius and my employer, Mr. Hubris. First off, welcome to your own office, Mr. Briss, and may I start by asking you, is it odd being interviewed by one of your own employees?
No.
Ah, well, first of all, I believe our listeners would probably like to know how it was that you first discovered that you were a genius. Did it occur to you at a young age? Were you in school or even just in kindergarten?
Kindergarten.
So it became more or less immediately evident to you that you were very much smarter than anyone around you. You could sense that your fellow kindergartners were nowhere near as intelligent as yourself?
Yes.
But what of your teachers? How...
Them too.
You felt you were smarter than they were as well?
I knew it.
How did you come upon this, I would say, rather startling discovery?
I talked to them.
To the teachers?
Yes.
If you don't mind my asking, what did you talk to them about? And more importantly, perhaps, what did they say back to you that led you to think that they were much less intelligent than you were?
Stupid things.
You discussed stupid things, or they said stupid things?
They said stupid things.
Oh. I see. So this discovery that you were a genius, well, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Did you think at that point in kindergarten, as a child, did you think you were a genius or just really, really smart? I mean, by what standards were you judging? After all, your classmates could have been exceptionally stupid. Your teachers as well, for that matter. It could have been, it obviously wasn't, but it could have been that you were just fairly bright, and the people around you were slow, as I believe they were called in those days. We are speaking here of a time before a widespread diagnosis of the various types of learning disabilities, for instance. Did it seem to you at the time that you were just pretty smart, or that yours was an exceptional intellect?
The latter.
You thought you were a genius.
I knew it.
Well, isn't that interesting? That must have been alienating.
Yes.
And how did you cope with that alienation? It must have been overwhelming at that age. What, five? How does a five-year-old deal with that kind of angst and emotional pain? Where did you find the inner resources to handle that kind of isolation?
It wasn't hard.
It wasn't hard?
Nope.
But how come...
It isn't painful to be alienated from something you don't much care for. You wouldn't ask someone how they coped with alienation from a pack of braying asses.
No, I guess not.
You wouldn't. No guesswork involved.
And that was how you saw your fellows?
See, yes.
Ouch.
If the shoe fits.
I guess. So, anyway, early on, genius realization. School must have been easy.
No.
No?
No.
But being so incredibly smart, you must have breezed through the coursework.
That isn't school.
It isn't?
Nope.
Well, then what is school?
School is the 12-year process of making the individual conform to the norms of the society.
Oh, and that was difficult?
It sucked.
A lot of geniuses, well over half, I think, are geniuses about something. Not just geniuses, but geniuses of, say, science or art or something. It's rare that one is a genius in a lot of things. You hardly ever come across someone who is a genius at painting, for instance, but who can also manage to whip up a quantum computer or even compose a symphony. You, as I understand it, are more of a generalist. That is to say, you are a genius about many things.
Yes.
Is that difficult?
Not for me.
I guess not. But surely you must feel strained at times.
You mean like right now?
Touché. Actually, I was thinking about how difficult it must be to be pulled in so many directions. Being good at so many things must be like trying to pick a movie to go to when they're all good.
That's never happened to me.
You've never been pulled in different directions?
No, I've never wanted to see more than one movie.
Oh, but you don't find that you have any difficulty deciding between things?
I do what I want when I want. When I've completed something perfectly, I move on to the next thing I want to do, and then perfect that. It's very simple, really.
I think we may be out of time.
That's a pity.
Are you being facetious?
I'm a genius at it.
Well, I certainly hope that our listeners have learned a little something about the nature of genius. I know I have.